Hi everybody, this is Pastor Inka. Just like we did last week, we'd have some audio recordings that we will share on the WhatsApp platform. It's a bit strange to be doing this. I need to thank Femi Ajadi for putting me through and showing me the ropes to be able to do this as well as I can. I'll be taking more lessons from him. And I guess as we go along, the tech team and media, Mr. Wale Olajide and all the other people, will help us have some other platforms in which we can probably aggregate or congregate better, even though we don't see face-to-face. It's interesting. Some people have called these times the times of the ungathered worship of the church. Ungathered. Many of us, we've often said it, that the church is not about the building, it's not about the place, the physical location. And finally, now, this is proving it. In fact, when you look at scripture, you recognize that the church is not even just about people gathered in a particular location, in a particular city, because the church is the body of believers that Christ instituted right from Pentecost till the end of time. And so it's one single church, one single church. In Hebrews chapter 12, it describes the assembly, the general assembly of the firstborn. That is the church, you know. So all of us, including Peter, Paul, James, John, and all of them, we belong to the church. And even though we may not see each other and we can't hug each other and, you know, hey, man of God, you know, all those things, we can't do them. But it doesn't change the fact that we still constitute the body of Christ and we can have a blessed time as we interact with one another, not in person, but share with one another, and we are blessed of each other. We know what times we're in. This is the pandemic period, and people are so scared. People are worried. I'm a doctor myself, and not only that, this is an area that I am interested in, and I've had training in infectious diseases. But it's really bad. You know, sometimes the fear that grips the hearts of people is much worse than even the infection itself. Sometimes the problem is the kinds of information that people share and people feed their minds on, and you know, consistently there are all sorts of information. I remember during the Ebola period, there was that rumor that people could bathe with salt and drink salt water and they'll be fine, and some people died of kidney problems because of that. Yeah, drinking a lot of salt. In these times, I've seen people practically almost bathing themselves with sanitizers. I heard there were some people, now this is not something to laugh about or smile about, some woman I think used the sanitizer. You know, of course, sanitizer is probably like 70% alcohol, and she used the sanitizer and then went into the kitchen and she got burnt, you know. And so it's important that we are accessing the right information and only storing the right kind of information in our hearts. So one of the information that we need to put in heart as believers is that God has not called us to live a life where we are subject to fear. In Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14, let me read it. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14. This is what the writer to the Hebrews said, and speaking of Christ Jesus, he says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." It's important for us not to give in to fear. It is true, people are scared, people are worried, but we must not allow fear to take a place of residence in our hearts. It's vitally important. Romans 8 and verse 15, he says, "We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." And you see, this understanding of God as our Father displaces fear in our hearts and produces in us this confidence and a confident assurance that God as our Father will take care of us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, he says, speaking Paul speaking, he says, speaking of God, that who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver us, and in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. He will yet deliver us. And so we must have our confidence and our firm assurance in the ability of God to keep us through this period, to keep us, to deliver us, and keep us safe. And it's important, right? When we give in to fear, then we live below and live beneath God's expectation of us. I know fear can be natural. Is the natural response to situations. But you see, the only way we can combat fear is when we feed our mind on the Word of God. And so when you watch CNN and you listen to BBC and Sky News and Al Jazeera, and you're seeing the updates of the cases, and perhaps it's time on telling you, this woman beside you, you know, what you need to do is to go back and view what the Word of God has said, review what the Word of God has said, and fill your heart with that. That way we're able to combat fear and replace fear with faith and conviction in God, in His Word, and in His ability. Hallelujah.